Mesechtas Gittin Daf Yud Gimel, 13 lines from the bottom of Daf Yud Beis and Beis, and the Gemara will now bring a brisa which will explain the machlekes that we had in the Mishnah on Daf Yud Aleph and Beis in greater detail. Our Mishnah brought a machlekes between Rav Meir and Rabbanon in a case where Reuven creates a shliach la'halacha and tells Shimon 10 get zel ishti u'shtashichu zel avdi, and he tells Shimon to take a get to his wife or a shtashichu to his eved. And prior to Shimon having the opportunity to deliver it to Reuven's wife or to the eved, Reuven wants to retract and be mevatel l'shlichus. So Rav Meir held that since a get isha is a chay for a woman and a shtashichur is a chay for an eved, so the shliach can't be a shliach al kabbalah for the isha or eved without their consent, as eim chav la'adam ela b'fanav, and therefore Reuven can retract the shlichus. However, Rabban hold that although it's true that a get isha is a chay for a woman, as number one tavla meisav tandu meisav amalu, and while she's married, her husband has a chiyuv to provide mezainis for her based on a tanai ksuba, which she will now lose, and therefore eim chav la'adam ela b'fanav, and therefore as long as Reuven retracts the shlichus prior to Shimon delivering the get, then he could do so, and the get would not work. However, the Rabbanon hold that it is a complete zchus for an eved to go out l'cheiris, and therefore, as Rabbi Yirmiyah explained on Daf Yud Aleph and Beis, when Reuven appointed Shimon as a shliach le'ilacha, and at that point he stated ten shtashichu zel avdi, so Rabbi Yirmiyah explained that kol'im etnu kol'im zechu dami, and it's as if Reuven told Shimon that if this ma'ase is considered a zchus, that based on the din of zachal adam shloi b'fanav, so you should become a shliach le'kabbalah, and you should now be a shliach for the Eved, and the Shtah Shichra should be chal immediately at the time that I gave you the Shtah Shichra. And once the Shliach receives the Shtah Shichra, the Adin can no longer retract and be Chayza. And our Gemara will now explain the basis of the Machlekes as to why Rav Meir holds a Get Shichra has at least some element which is a Chay for an Eved, and therefore the Klal of Ein Chav and Adam El Befanav applies, and Shimon cannot become a Shliach LeKabbalah without the consent of the Eved, while the Chacham hold that a Get Shichra is a complete Schus for the Eved, and the Klal of Zachal Adam Shloi Befanav applies, and therefore for the shliach is considered a shliach l'kabbalah, and the shtah shichra takes effect immediately. And even though the words of the Mishnah brought down some sort of a basis for the machlekes between Rabbanan and Rameah, as Rabbanan said, "Shemiyetzah shloi lozen as avdei rishayi, v'shloi lozen as ishtar eini rishayi," and Amalahem and Rameah responded to the Chachamim, "Vareu paisels avdei minatruma, k'shem shu paisels ishtari, and therefore it should be chay for the eved." And Amalai and Rabbanan responded, "Mitpeishu kinyanai." However, it's not as clear from the Mishnah as to exactly what the Rabbanan and Rameah are arguing about, and the Brisa that we will now learn will clarify what the actual machlekes is between Rav Meir and the Chachamim. And the Gemara begins, Tanya, we learned in the Brisa, Amar Belezer, Rav Belezer stated, Amarnu loy l'meir, we said to Rav Meir, and Rashi says, M'pish chaverihu, because they were friends, Einu k'ri Rabbi, therefore he didn't call him Rabbi. And the Chachamim said to Rav Meir, that how could you say that it's a choy for an Eved, and therefore, in chav l'adam el b'fonav, v'aloy z'chusu l'Eved, she'etzim t'achsi rabbi l'chiris, but l'maisa, it's a full z'chus for the Eved to go out l'chiris, as at this point, he won't only have mitzvahs like a woman, and he'll have mitzvahs like all of Klal Yisrael, and he'll go out free, and he won't be an Eved any longer, and in addition, he'll be mutter lovi bekal, and although until now he was only able to marry a shivcha, but at this point he'll be able to marry a regular Jewish woman. And Amalanu and Rav Meir responded to us, chayvu loy, that there is some aspect of a chay for the Eved, shim haya Eved koyin, that if this Eved was owned by a koyin, paisim in a chuma, so until this point he was able to eat chuma, and at this point, once he's yetzel l'cheris, he will no longer be able to eat chuma, and therefore there's a chay for this Eved. And as the Taisus Rid points out, that even though Sheschusuloi Sheyotzel L'Cheres, that even though of course there's a great schus for the Eved because he's going out free, Mikol Makom Yesh Beit Tzad Chayva, but L'Maisa there is a Tzad Chayva L'Inyan Truma, V'Kivin Sheyesh Beit Tzad Chayva, and once there is any aspect that there is a Chayva, so therefore In Chavaloi La'adam El B'Fanav, so then since it's not a pure schus, so the Klal of In Chavaloi La'adam El B'Fanav applies, and therefore the Shliach cannot become a Shliach L'Kabbalah. And Rabbi Lezer continues, Amarloi, so the Chacham said back to Rameya, V'Aloi Ma'am Yir to Shalelu Zainu V'Shalelu Fancy V'Shoy. But a Maisa, if an Adon doesn't want to give Mezainis to his Adon, he doesn't have to do so, and therefore, even though it's true that this Eved that belongs to a Kohen can eat Chuma, but the Adon doesn't have to give him Chuma at all, and as we learned yesterday, that either Yochel Rav Leimel Avdai Aseimi Ve'ini Zoncha, there is no requirement for an Adon to give Mezainis to his slave, or even if an Adon has an obligation to give Panos and to give Mezainis to his Eved, however, he could say to the Eved, Su Maisi Yadechu Panosecha, and even if the Eved's earnings are not enough to fully support him, the Adon has no further requirement to supplement his income. So when an Eved goes out L'Chiris, so he's not losing any rights that he previously had, so that can't be considered a detriment and a chayv to the Eved. And the Gemara will explain how this is exactly responsive to the words of Rameya, as Rameya was talking about a psul b'negei truma, and it seemed the Chama talking about the fact that the Adon doesn't have to support the Eved with regular food. And Rabbi Lezer continues, Amalanu, so Rameya responded back to us, Umayilo Eved Kohen Shabarach, Ve'eshes Kohen Shemarda Baila, what would be the halacha if an eved who is owned by a kohen runs away from the kohen, or there's a wife of a kohen that is married on a husband, halachim b'tshuma? Certainly the rabbanon agreed to me that the eved and this woman can eat tshuma, as the pasuk tells us, v'kohen ki yikin nefesh kinyan kasbai, and an eved knani, and the wife of a kohen is considered kinyan kasbai, and therefore they're allowed to eat tshuma, even if they're not together with their husband or together with their master. And as Tesis points out, that this is certainly a benefit to the eved and to the isha, as even if they would have to buy their food, they would be able to buy tshuma much cheaper than they would be able to buy chulin. And at least according to some shitas, the din is that chulkin tshuma le'eved afal pishein rabbi imay, and therefore they would even be able to get tshuma for free if they go to the goyin. And as Rameya continues, v'zein eichel, however this eved, once he receives his get shichra, he can no longer eat tshuma, and therefore there's a chayv for the eved, and therefore in chavon adam shalai b'funav, and that's why Rameya argues on the chachamim. The Brisa continues, and Rashi says that the next two lines of the Brisa are actually the words of the Chachamim, and the Chachamim respond back to Rameya, Avla Isha Chayvula, that certainly we agree to you that Benegay, a woman that's considered a Chayv, she can pass on a Chuma, because once she gets a get, then she can no longer eat Chuma, and also she no longer will receive a Zainis, even though while she's married, he has a responsibility to give him a Zainis. And as Rashi says, Rabbanan Kamri Law, that these are the words of Rabbanan that are speaking to Rameya, and claim about Hivada Medinan, that they're telling Rameya that in the case of a woman, certainly we're made it to you, that's considered a chaytar, and the shliach doesn't become a shliach kabbalah as in chavon adam shloi b'fanav. However, I ended up top tesis on Daf Yud Gimel Amalav, where Tesis explains that this line of the Gemara is actually a continuation of the words of Rameya, and Rameya is telling the Chachamim that just like you certainly made it to me b'negei a woman that's considered a chayfa, as by receiving a get it passes off from Chuma, so therefore the same din should apply b'negei an eved of a kohen that should be considered a chayf for him, as l'maisa he's losing the right to eat Chuma. And even though the Brisa seem to want to clarify exactly what the machlekes is between Rameya and the Chachamim, however, it's still cryptic, and therefore the Gemara says, "My karmulei, what would Rabbanan say to Rameya, or my kamhadlu, and what was Rameya responding back to Rabbanan?" And the Gemara explains, "Hachi karmulu, this is what Rameya said to Rabbanan, hashaftanu ala mezoinis, that even though you gave me a good response, but it gave mezoinis, as the loss of mezoinis to a woman is considered an actual loss, because the husband has a responsibility and an obligation to support his wife the entire time that they were married. However, but again, eved, it's not considered a chayiv, as an adam doesn't have a complete obligation to support his eved, and therefore it's not considered a chayiv for the eved. However, Rameya continues, matashivin ala truma, lemaisa, how will you respond regarding my taina of benigay and eved that's owned by a kohen, that lemaisa, the eved has a right to truma, and by the fact that the eved now is given a get shikra, he no longer will have that right, and therefore should be considered a chayiv, and the klal of ein chavon adam ala b'funav should apply. Rameya continues, v'chisem ribay zarek legito, possibly, if the rabbanon will want to respond to me, that really it's not considered a chayv for the eved, because at any point the adam could decide to go and give him a get shikra, and it even works by kachoy, and the adam can just find the eved in a rishis rabim and throw the get to him, and as long as it lands within its four amos, he will automatically go out lechiris. And since it's biyad the adam and it's so easy for the adam to give the eved a get shikra, so therefore you can't say it's a chayv for the eved that he loses the right to truma, as even if the shliach would not be makabel this get shikra for the eved, it's still possible that the eved would lose out to write to this truma. And Rameya continues that this is not a taina, because shavak leva orik for ozal alma, as the eved always has the ability to run away from the adon, and the adon won't be able to find him in order to throw his get shikra to him. Therefore, the eved will be able to retain his rights to truma, and the only way that he's losing the rights to this truma is only based on the fact that the adon gave the shtah shikra to the shliach, and this is actually causing a chayv to the eved, as the eved will now lose his rights to the truma. And of course, in chavon adam ela b'funav, and as the gemara continues, and after gimel mal, the Rameya continued and stated to the Chachamim, "Umar ilu ever koyin shabarach ve'ishes koyin shemar dal bayla halo ichlum b'chirma v'zein ha'ichol." That we know that ever koyin that runs away from his master, and even the wife of a koyin that rebels against her husband, they're allowed to still eat chuma, as they're still considered kinyan kasbai. However, this eved will not be able to eat chuma any longer because he received his get shichra, and therefore it's considered a chayiv, and in chav l'adam ela b'funav. And the Gemara continues, "Shapik amalu l'chayir Rameya has a good taina to Rabbanon in the case of an eved koyin," and the Gemara answers, that this is really the response that the Rabbanan gave to Rameya in the Mishnah, when the Rabbanan stated in the last line of the Mishnah that Amuloi, the Rabbanan responded to Rameya, that the reason why an Eved eats Truma, even when he runs away from a Kohen, is because it's considered Kinyan Kasbai of the Adon, and therefore the Rabbanan stated, and therefore you can't say that by the fact that when the Eved receives his Get Shichra and the Eved loses his right to eat Truma, that it is considered a Chayiv, as even if the Eved ran away and isn't around, and the Adon can't throw his Shah Shichra to him to free him, Bal Kochoy, but the kohen can still sell the eved to Yisrael, and automatically the eved will lose his right to eat truma, even though he's still an eved, and therefore it can't be that by receiving a get shichra, it's considered a chayiv to the eved, as he can lose his right to truma even without receiving a get shichra. And based on this idea, Taisis at the bottom of Dafid Beis and Beis is that mashma di arik achol b'truma, that is mashma from the Gemara, that if an eved kohen runs away from his master, he can still eat truma, and Taisis is from Taima leich Hashem v'machol Yisrael misur b'truma lechayir de shibi chshash, that maybe the other sold this eved to a Yisrael, and he is now also to eat truma. That's not shchiach that Yisrael will want to buy this eved after he ran away from the Adon, as of course this new Adon will not be able to find the eved and he will not have the benefit of the eved working for him, and therefore certainly he won't want to buy such an eved. And that's why in Agamar, when Agamar gives this example, the Bay Shokal Abazuz Yisrael, it specifically says that if the Kohen wants the eved to lose out his right to truma, so then he could go and sell the eved for a very cheap price to Yisrael and only take Abazuzi, and this way he'll mess up the eved that ran away from him, because at this point the eved will no longer be able to eat truma. And the Gemara continues that l'maaser Rami in the Mishnah stated that ha'im eten gets a lishti v'shtash shichuzel avdi im rotz alachter b'shneim yachza. Reuven wants to retract both by a get isha as well as the shtash shichra, he could do so because by both it's considered a chayv. And the Gemara now is Rami atenach eved koyin. It makes sense where Rami says that when you have an eved koyin, it's considered a chayv, and therefore the owner cannot retract. But eved yisrael by yiklamema, but l'chayv if there's an eved yisrael who can't eat truma in any case, so l'chayv why is there a chayv over there? And why don't we say that the owner can't retract, as l'maisa the shliach should become a shliach l'kabbalah, as the klal of zachal adam shloi b'fonav should apply. And the Gemara answers Amr Shmuel Rav Yitzchak ben Pesha Mafsida Mishivcha Knanis that in Chanami Rami had another svara why it's a chayv for an eved to receive the get shichra, because at this point he's mutter to have relations with the shivcha knanis, and once he receives the get shichra, he no longer can have a relationship with the shivcha knanis, and that's considered a chayv for an eved, and it doesn't make a difference if that eved was an eved of a kohen or if it was an eved that was an eved of Yisrael. Now, of course, the svara of the Rabbanan that they argue with Rami is because they hold that this is actually a schus for the eved, as the eved now goes free, and the eved is now considered a full-fledged Jew, and therefore he can marry any Jewish woman, and the eved is now mutalavi b'kol, and that is a schus, and therefore the Gemara Yisrael Rameya, Adraba, l'chari the svara is punkfaket, as by the fact that he received the shtash shichra, hareu matiru baskarin, at this point the eved is mutal to have relationship and to get married to a baskarin, and that l'chari is a bigger mailo and a bigger schus. And the Gemara answers that Rameya holds that there is actually svara that mempresh masida mishichra knanis, as avda batkiri nichle, as an eved is happy to have a life of hefka, and he can live together with the shivcha knanis, the zile and shrichle and pritzle, because she's cheap and she's also available, and she is also a greater prutza than a bas yisrael, and therefore that's a great benefit to an eved knani. And by the fact that he receives his shtash shichra, so therefore he loses that benefit, and therefore it's considered a chayiv to the eved. And Taisus on Daf Yud Beis and Beis and Dira Maschol Shemaya Eved Koyin Paisim and Truma is that l'chayiv, since at the end result Rami had to come onto the svara b'negei an eved of yisrael, and that the chayiv is mepleish mafsida m'shivcha knanis and avde befkiri nichalei. So frek Taisvim Taima Tvei Havalei Leminkat Lefisha Isa B'Shivcha the Shaykh Apev Yisrael. So why in the Mishnah when Rami was responding to the Chamim did he respond Shemaya Eved Koyin Paisim and Truma if l'chayiv ikas chasim and asefa, as that's not a good enough teretz, as we still have to have the teretz and explain why it's a chayiv in the case where it's an eved yisrael, and that reason will apply to the eved kohen as well. And Taisus answers v'yishleim adul dvarim kamlu that in the chanami Rami was only responding to the words of the chachamim, that according to you that you hold that adraba harei matir baschayin, that it's actually a schus for the eved to now become mutter to a baschayin, and according to you that you don't hold that that is a chayiv, at least you should be moyut me b'negei an eved of a kohen that l'maisa he's losing out the schus of truma, and that should be considered a chayiv, and we should say in chavul adam shloi b'fanav. And I in Taisus diba maschal avdu bef where he is from Taima Eved Katan Yisrael Dolei Nichle Befkeira that L'chayr L'fir Ameya. How can we say that by an Eved Katan that belongs to Yisrael he's considered to have a chayv if he never was termed Tambia, and therefore he's not Nichle Befkeira, and we should say that it's a schus for an Eved Katan to go free, and we should say that the Adam can't be chayza and can't retract, as L'maisa this shliach became a shliach L'kabbalah b'negei the shtash shichra zach l'adam shloi b'fanav, as Taisus brings from Mesechtes Ksubas and Daf Yud Aleph and Aleph at the svar of Avdu Befkeira Hakir Nichle doesn't apply to an Eved Katan, Mishum Dloitan, Time of the Asura, so Michael Mema. And Taisa says that in Chanami, according to Rameya, the din would be that the Eved Katan that is owned by Yisrael would actually have a din that's considered a Schus and Zachal Adam Shalai Befanov. However, in Chanami, if it would be an Eved Katan that's owned by a Kohen, he would still have a Chay because he would lose out the right to Truma. And Taisa continues that the Gemara in Ksubis takes it on the Pashtas that Vade da Avdu Bafkir Nichle, that everyone agrees that Avdu Bafkir Nichle, but Lachay, that's not necessarily true, as that is only the Shita Rameya, and Rabban and Agamara argue on Rameya, and they hold that an Eved would not be Nichle Befkira, and as our Gemara stated, Adiraba, Hareu Matir Baskarin. Taisus responds that although Benegea Agamara, the Rabban hold that this person would rather go out Lachiris, and he's going to be happy that he's going to be Mutter Baskarin, even though he's losing out the fact that he can't have a relation any longer with the Shifra Kananis. However, that's based on the fact that he makes a cost benefit analysis, and he says that ultimately, I'm going out free, and I used to be an Eved, and in addition, I have a right now to live with the Israelis, and I have a right to marry a Bas Chayin, and when weighing the options, this is considered a better benefit than actually remaining an Eved and being mutter to a Shifra Kananis. However, since the Gemara in Masechtas Ksubis is talking about a Ger Katan, so by a Ger, there's no cost-benefit analysis as he was never an Eved, and therefore he only has to look at what's better for him as far as Bia. That's why even Rabbanan agree over there that a Goy is Befkir Nichle, because Zile and Shichle and Pritzle, and as Taisa states, V'yishleimun, the Maid Rabbanan de Nichle Befkir, Elahacha Gabi Eved, but specifically Benigei Eved, Leslhu, he doesn't hold this Svara, Lefishu Meshubad, Rishus Achim Lov, V'gadahu Loi Zchushel Shichra Mishal Efkir, Avogesh, and Rishus Achim Lov, Loi Ayin Sham. And we continue with the new Mishnah, that although we just said in the previous Mishnah that if someone says 10 Getzela Ishti, or 10 Shashichra Zela Avdi, at least when it's a Zchus, and we can say Zachal Adam Shalai Befanav, then we say the Klal, Kalim Etnu, Kalim Ezechudami. However, of course, that is only talking about a situation where the Adam actually delivered the get to the Shliach. However, our Mishnah will now continue and talk about a scenario where Reuven never actually delivered the get to the Shliach, and therefore it couldn't be Chal because the Shliach never actually received the get. And as Rashi says, that even Rabbanon Amoydu to Rabbi in this case, that certainly the get was not Chal immediately, as the Shliach never received the get. And the Mishnah starts, if Reuven says to the Shliach, I want you to write a get for my wife, and I want you to eventually give it to my wife, but he doesn't actually deliver the get to the actual Shliach, or if Reuven tells the Shliach, I want you to write a Shtas Shichra for my Eved, I want you to deliver it to my Eved, but he doesn't actually give the Shtas Shichra to the Shliach, no mace, and Reuven died prior to the Shliach being able to deliver the get to the wife, or the Shtas Shichra to his Eved, and the Shliach can no longer deliver the get to his wife, and the Shliach can no longer deliver the Shtas Shichra to his Eved, and as Rashi says, the Gita Loi Havi Adem Matal Liyodei, V'chi Matal Liyodei Hamislei Meshachra, U'Pakalei Rishusei, and therefore he no longer has Rishus on this Eved. And for example, Benegeya Eved, at this point, since it was an Eved Knani, the children already owned this Eved, as the din is that children will be Yerush and Eved Knani from their father. And since Reuven is no longer the Odin of this Eved, therefore he has no ability and he doesn't have the Koyach to actually give a Get Shikra to his Eved. And the same applies, Benegeya and Get Isha, that once Reuven dies, then of course this woman is no longer married to him as she goes out in Misa Sabal, therefore he has no ability and he has no Koyach to give her a Get. And this is the Svara behind the concept that we always say that in get lachamisa, and the Mishnah continues through manal ishplani. Reuven tells someone, I want you to give a mana to Shimon, the mace, and then Reuven dies before it's actually given to Shimon. Yitnu lachamisa, in this case, the Mishnah tells us that the Shliach has to give this money to Shimon, even though Reuven already died. And the Gemara will explain what is the chiluk between the case of through manal plani, where we say Yitnu lachamisa, and the case of the ratio of ha'imit through getzel ishti, or shtash shichu zel avdi, that lo yitnu lachamisa. And the Gemara begins, Rav Yitzchak bar Shmuel bar Matta Mishmeidu Rav, that Rav Yitzchak bar Shmuel, the son of Matta, said the name of Rav, Vushi Tzuberi Menachem Mekaren Zavis, that the only time that the Mishnah stated that when he told the Shliach to give him money to Lepleini, that he had to give it even though he died, is only if that money was actually Ben and was actually sitting in the corner of a room, and Reuven actually specified that you should give that $100 to Shimon, and therefore Shimon now will receive them even though Reuven already died. And the Gemara is, but Mayaskina, and what are we referring to? Elam and Babari, if we're talking about a case where the person was healthy and he said through manal plani and then he died, so who cares that the money was piled up in the corner? Halay mashach lemaisa, it's not a case of divrei shchivra kechsuim chumisurin dami, and maisa you need a kinyan, and since no kinyan was performed prior to the misa of Reuven, so how could it be that Shimon will be kinyan the mana? Ve'ala b'shchivra, and if you're going to tell me that the case is where Reuven was a shchivra and therefore we have a klal the divrei shchivra kechsuim chumisurin dami, so why does it have to be that the money was piled up in the corner and had to be be'en and had to be something specific, if l'chayor k'in tzibur nami, Shimon should be able to be koinet even though he never actually made a kinyan and it wasn't even piled up the kaim alon, because we already learned the divrei shchimra k'chsuvim l'chum misur nami, and therefore you don't need a kinyan when the shchimra says something, and therefore Shimon should have a right to $100, and even if it wasn't a specific $100 that Reuven actually wanted to give to him, and even if he just said a general term and said, I want to give Shimon $100, Shimon should still have a right to collect $100. And the Gemara says, Omar Zvid, Rav Zvid says, really, Amish is talking about a case where he was healthy and he wasn't a Shchimra, Rav Hunam Rav, and the reason for this halacha is based on the other din Rav Huna said, Nev Rav, Dam Rav Hunam Rav, because Rav Huna said, Nev Rav, Manali Biotcha, Tanei Leplaini, in a case where Reuven gave a pekodin to Shimon, and Shimon is holding, for example, $100 for Reuven, and Reuven goes over to Shimon while Levi is there, and he says to Shimon that $100 that you're holding for me, I don't want you to give it back to me, and instead I want you to give it to Levi. And if he does this b'maimit shloshtin, while all three parties are there, that Reuven, Shimon, and Levi were all there, then Konan and Levi is kaino, and even though Levi didn't make any kinyan, however l'maisa, Reuven can't be chayza, Levi now has full rights to take this $100 from Shimon. And l'maisa Rav Zvid holds that this din of maimit shloshtin only applies when the money that Shimon is holding on Reuven's behalf is based on the fact that it's a pekodin. However, for example, Reuven gave $100 to Shimon as a loan, and he now tells Shimon b'maimid shloshin that I want you to repay that money to Levi, then that would not actually be a kinyan for Levi, and Reuven can be chayza. The only time that the chiddush of maimid shloshin was said, and you don't need a kinyan, is only in a situation where the money is actually be'en. However, since we know that Milvulait son didn't know, and therefore, even though Shimon has $100 of Reuven, but it's not considered Reuven's money any longer, therefore, Reuven would not have the ability to tell Shimon to give it to Levi, even though he does so by Maimon Shloshtan. Therefore, Rav Zvid explains that the member of Rav Yitzchak Bar Shmuel Bar Matan Mishmei Derav makes sense that the case of the Mishnah is also a scenario where Reuven actually gave a Bekodin to a third party to hold for him, and then Reuven said by Maimon Shloshtan that I want this person to give that $100 that he's holding as a Bekodin to Levi, and therefore, since the Chiddush of Maimon Shloshtan applies in this case, so Levi is clean it even without actually having a Kinyan, and that's why, even if Reuven dies, prior to Levi making actual kinyan, that Levi will receive that $100, as there's no requirement to have a kinyan. However, in the ratio of the Mishnah, that since we're talking about shtaris, and we're talking about a get isha and a shtas shechra, and the entire concept of maimon shloshin doesn't apply by shtaris, so therefore, the din is that if he dies prior to the actual get being delivered to the woman, or the actual get shechra being delivered to the eved, then the shliach can no longer give it to the isha or to the eved, because in get lachamisa. And the Gemara continues, where Papa Amar, Papa explains, lo'ilim b'shchimra, that really the Mishnah is talking about a case where there's a shchimra that says I want to give $100 to a specific person, uchidich to Rav, and our Mishnah is going like a different din that Rav stated, the Amrav, because Rav holds shchimra she'amat through mandal plainim in nechasai, that if shchimra says give $100 from my nechasim to Shimon, then if Reuven dies before Shimon made a kinyan, so man is zeh nisin, if Reuven said you should give this $100 to Shimon, then you have to give that $100 to Shimon. However, man is stam, if he just said to give $100 to Shimon, but he didn't specify which $100, then ain't noisin, then you don't have to give the $100 to Shimon. And the reason is that although we have a cloud that divrei shchimra is kechsuvim chimisurin dami, and therefore l'chayor, why should it make a difference if this money's around and he specified manazu, or if Reuven actually just said manastam, but l'chayor, the same didn't should apply, and Reuven meant to give him $100, and therefore l'chayor, Shimon was coined it based on the cloud that divrei shchimra kechsuvim chimisurin dami. And Rav explains because chayshinan shemim manakovu kama, because with chayshish that maybe when Reuven said to give $100 to Shimon, he meant to give a specific $100 which is buried in the ground, and we have no idea what that $100 is. Therefore, even though the Shchimra stated that you should give $100 to Shimon, you can't give any $100 to Shimon. Maybe Reuven meant to say that I want to give you the specific $100 that's buried underneath the ground, and since we don't know where it is, so it's impossible to give that to Shimon. And that's pshat why Rav Yitzchak Bar Shmuel Bar Matan said in the name of Rav that the only time our Mishnah applies is only where there was $100 that was piled up and was sitting in the Karen Zavis, and Reuven said, I want to give that $100 to Shimon. So over there we know specifically that Reuven meant to give that $100 to Shimon, and based on the concept of divrei shchimra kechsuvim chimisurin dami, so even though Reuven died, the din is that yitnu lachamisa, he would still give that $100 to Shimon after Reuven dies. However, if Reuven didn't specify which $100, then we'd have to be choshish that maybe he meant $100 that's buried, and therefore, even though we say the klal of divrei shchimra kechsuvim chimisurin dami, the din would be that you can't give $100 to Shimon. And the Gemara continues that even though the pshat of Rav Papa may be correct, and when Rav Yitzchak Bar Shmuel Bar Matan said it's actually the shitase of Rav that says b'negei shchimra that if the shchimra said tnu manas tam l'plini that ain't noisin as chayshin Hashem manakavakama. However, the hilchos al Kfura Lechashinan, Lemaisa Halacha doesn't follow the Shita of Rav, and we're not going to be Choshish for Kfura. And Lemaisa, even if Reuven, who is a Shchimra, would tell someone that want to give $100 to Shimon, and even if he didn't specify which $100, and he only said Manistam, the din is that it's not going to be Choshish for Kfura, and even though Shimon didn't make a Kinyan, you would still have to give $100 to Shimon, even after Reuven dies. And the Gemara continues that we just had two different ways to explain the Shita of Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Shmuel by Matam Shmei Durav that stated that our Mishnah is talking about a specific case where the $100 was Sibarin Umunachim Mekaren Zavis, and the Gemara brought the Shita Rav Zvid, who brought that this is going Lishitasa of Rav, Benegated Din of Mai Mishloshan, and the Mishnah is talking about a case of a Bari, and the Gemara then brought the Shita Rav Papa that said this Shita of Rav that said Vahushi Sibarin Umunachim Mekaren Zavis is going Lishitasa of the Din of Rav, Benegaya Shrimra, that the only way that Divi Shrimra is Chesuim Chesuim Dami is only Benegaya Manazer, but Benegaya Manazam, we have to be Cheshish Lekfura, and the Gemara therefore asks, Rav Papa, my time, Allah, my Kerab Zvid, the Lachur, both of these Terutzim were valid Terutzim, so why is it that Rav Papa didn't give it the Teretz of Rav Zvid? And we continue on Daf Yud Gimel and Beis, and the Gemara answers, Kasar Rav Papa, and that's because Rav Papa holds Kiyom Rav, when Rav said his din, Benegaya, the din of Maimit Shloshtan, he said his din, Leishnav Milvav, Leishnav Bepakadin, although Rav Zvid held that the Shita of Rav, Benegaya, Maimit Shloshtan, only applies to a Pekadin, and doesn't apply to a Milvav, because Letzai Tzarnitna, however, Rav Papa holds that the din of Maimit Shloshtan applies to a Pekadin, and also applies to a Milvav, and therefore, if the Mishnah would be talking about a case of Maimit Shloshtan, so Lachur, it wouldn't have to be Tzibarim Menachem, Bekaren Zavis. And the Gemara continues, Rav Zvid, my time, Allah, Rav Papa, and why is it that Rav Zvid did not give the Teretz of Rav Papa, and say that our Mishnah is talking about a Shchimra, and the reason why Rav said that it has to be Tzibarim Menachem, Bekaren Zavis, was because of the other Shita of Rav that says, Benegei Shchimra, that a Shchimra says to give a Monastam to someone, then you don't have to give that money to him, because Chashin Hashem want to cover Kama. And the Gemara explains, like Mesukma Masis and Bishchimra, that Rav Zvid held that our Mishnah doesn't make sense to say that it's talking about in the case of a Shchimra, and Mimayan, how do I know that it's not talking about a Shchimra? Minitani Oimet Tru gets at Lishti, by the fact that the Mishnah stated that if Reuven says that you should give this get to my wife, or Shtashichu Zela Avdi, or this Shtashichu to my Eved, or Mason, then Reuven died, Lo Yidnu La'acha Misa, then the din is that the Shliach can't give it after Misa, and it's Muchach, time of the Mace, that the only reason why the Shliach can't deliver the get Shichra or the get for the wife after the husband dies is only because he died. Ha'mechayim Neisnin, but if the husband would still be alive, then certainly the Shliach would be in his rights to go and give the get to his wife and to give the Shtashichra to the Eved, and the Shliach wouldn't have to ask the husband or the Adon if he should still deliver the get to his wife or the get shichra to his Eved. And it's also a mashma of the Mishnah, time and Amat Tru, that the only reason why the Shliach will give this get to the wife is because the husband said that you should give it to my wife, but he didn't say that you should write it for my wife. And it's mashma Halei Amat Tru, if the husband did not say you should give this get to my wife, and instead he said, I want you to write a get for my wife, then Ein Neisnin, then the Shliach would never be able to give this get to his wife unless after he follows his instructions by writing the get for his wife, he actually goes back to the husband and he says, you should know I already wrote the get for your wife. Do you want me to now go and deliver it to your wife or to deliver the get shichra to your Eved? And therefore, as it proves that our Mishnah cannot be talking about a Shchimra, as a Shchimra, that we know the din is that the Shchimra tells the Shliach that I want you to write a get shichra for my Eved, or I want you to write a get for my wife, that the din is that he could give it to his wife without actually asking him first, as the Tnan, as we will learn in the Mishnah on Daf Samach Yom Beis, but Rishayinu HaImrim, originally they stated, if someone is about to go and be executed and he was being taken out in chains, and he says, I want you to write a get for my wife. As for example, they didn't have children and he didn't want his wife to be Mzakulibum. And the din is that even though the husband did not say, you should write the get for my wife and you should also give it to her, but the din is that there's actually an undana that he meant to say, I want you to write the get for my wife and I want you to give it to her as well. And Chazulayma, at a later point, a Chacham stated, that even if someone's about to leave and go away with a caravan, and therefore at that point he's also nervous that maybe while he's traveling he will die, and he tells people, Kisvu get l'ishti, that you should write a get for my wife, then even though he didn't say that you should give it to her, that we still say that the umdana was that he wanted to give it to her as well, and therefore the shluchim can go and write to get for his wife and also give it to his wife. And Rav Shimon Shazuri Amar, and Rav Shimon Shazuri adds in, Afa Masukin, that even if someone is very sick and he's a shchimra, and he says to a shliach, that I want you to go and write a get for my wife, then the din is that the shliach could not only write the get for his wife, but he could also give it to his wife, as we have a umdana that this is what the shchimra wanted, and therefore l'chayra, if our Mishnah is talking about a case of a shchimra, then l'chayra the Mishnah should have taught us even a greater chiddush and taught us even if the husband who was a shchimra said to the shliach that I want you to write a get for my wife, or I want you to write a shtar shichur for my eved, then the din is that you could write it and you could give it to the eved or to the isha. As l'maisa, we say that the shchirah meant to say that I want you to write it and I also want you to give it to my wife or to the eved. And since the Mishnah only gave us an example of a case where the husband said to get zel ishti, so therefore we see that the Mishnah is not talking about a case of shchirah, and that's why Rav Zvid wanted to say that a Mishnah is talking about a case of a bari. And the Gemara continues and asks maskel or Rav Ashi. So Rav Ashi asks a question that how can you prove that a Mishnah is not talking about a shchirah? My name alone, the Masisa Rav Shimon Shizuri, who said that our Mishnah is going like the Shita Rav Shimon Shizuri, who was the one who said that even by a shchirah we say that even if the husband said kisfu get leishti, that the din is that you not only will write the get for the husband, but you also give the get to his wife. But Dilma Rabbanhi, maybe the Mishnah is going like the Shita Rabbanon that only said that this thing applies by someone who is Yetzir B'Koyla or someone that's Mefarish for Yetzir B'Shira, as they felt that these people don't have the ability to have clear heads, and therefore when they said to the Shliach that we want you to write a get for my wife, they really meant to say Kisfu Tnu, but they forgot to say the word Tnu. However, the Rabbanon did not say this din, but negated the din of a Shchimra, and they argue with Shimon Shazuri, and they hold that if a Shchimra says to a Shliach that you should write a get for my wife, that the din is that he can only write the get for his wife, but he can't give it to the wife unless he goes and asks the Shchimra what his intent was. And therefore it's possible that even though we pass like Rav Shimon Shazuri, but our Mishnah is going like Rabbanon, and our Mishnah can be talking about a case of a Shchimra, and that's why the Mishnah specifically spoke about a case where he said Tnu Getzel Ishti, as if he would say Kisu Getzel Ishti, then the Shliach would not be able to deliver the get to his wife, even if the Shchimra is still alive and didn't die, as long as he doesn't go and ask the Shchimra for permission to actually deliver the get to his wife. And we will stop over here.